Evening, everybody. How are you all doing? I'm glad you all came tonight, and I'm happy that I got the opportunity to speak before I head off to Abilene tomorrow. So I'll get started. Throughout the Bible, God continually demands that his people trust him. One famous example of this is with Abraham and his son Isaac. Abraham was a man of great faith and loved God and trusted him more than anything else in the world. God knew this, and to test Abraham that he was 100% committed to him, he told him to take his only son Isaac and go to the region of Moriah and sacrifice him there as a burnt offering. Abraham did as the Lord told him to do so. So early the next morning he took Isaac and two servants with him, and they set out to the place where God had told him to go. When they were almost there, Isaac said to his father, "The fire and wood are here, but where is the lamb?" Abraham replied, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering." Once Abraham had built the altar, he laid his son Isaac on top of the wood. When he took out his knife to slay his son, an angel of the Lord called out to him and stopped him. The angel told Abraham, "Now I know you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." God then provided a ram for Abraham to sacrifice to him. As we saw in this example, Abraham trusted in God to the point where he would go to the extent to sacrifice his son if the Lord asked him to do so. Chances are a lot of people in Abraham's shoes, even if they loved God, would not have been able to do what he did. But because Abraham's trust in God, God blessed him and promised to make his descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. A lot of people know me I've always been a big fan of Apple products. And I'll tell you how this relates to my sermon in just a second. I always can't wait to see what the next big product will be. And so a few years ago, when Apple founder and CEO Steve Jobs passed away, my mom got me this book for Christmas. In this book, the official biography of Steve Jobs, the author goes into a lot of aspects of working under the leadership of Steve Jobs. Most people who haven't either worked for Steve Jobs or read about him probably don't know about his personality and the way he ran things. Working for Steve Jobs took a lot of commitment to your job and doing things just right. If you were not committed to your job at Apple, you wouldn't last very long. Steve Jobs wasn't a very easygoing person a lot of times, and if something wasn't completely perfect and the way it was supposed to be, he would most likely say, "Just do it all over again." He was the kind of person who wanted things done his way and the way he knew that was right, even if 20 other people said it was impossible. But over the years, even after being temporarily fired from Apple, the company that he founded, he proved to people time and time again that just because everyone else is making something this way or doing things that way, that in no way means it's the right way to do it. Some people could just not see things the same way with Steve Jobs, and they just thought he was crazy. But others who endured the hard work and were 100% committed, they were successful. In Luke 9, verses 23 and 24, if you have your Bibles, you can turn there. Luke 9, verse 23 and 24. Jesus says, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it." What Jesus is saying here is that to follow him is not an easy task, and it requires complete dedication. The other book I brought tonight is this one. Crazy Love by Francis Chan. A couple years ago at Yosemite Bible Camp, the boys' high school class all got a copy of it, and we would all read a chapter or two on our own each day and then discuss it in class daily. I ended up liking the book so much, I read it again a couple months later. In the book, the author Francis Chan describes in a couple of chapters lukewarm Christians, or in other words, Christians who are only somewhat committed to God. One way he describes them is people who attend church regularly. It is what is expected of them, what they believe good Christians do, so they do. Another way he describes them are people who will serve God and others, but there are limits to how far they will go or how much time, money, and energy they are willing to give. As we all know, and God knows as well, we will never be perfect Christians. Every day we mess up, do things we're not supposed to do, think unkind thoughts, and think about ourselves instead of putting God and other people first. But because of this, we should never just give up and say that I'm not good enough to be a follower of Jesus, because God knows what's on your heart, and if we continually try to do better and are sorry for our sins and mess ups, God will always take care of us and be with us. Romans 8, verse 28 says, Romans 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." My overall point is that I want to make is this. Following Jesus takes complete dedication, and we must trust him completely, that if we stay by his side and always try our hardest to live for him, he will always be with us. Yeah, he will always be with us. Just as we saw through Abraham in the Old Testament, he lived his life for God, and even when God told him to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, he didn't question it or even think twice about it. And in the end, God blessed him for his trust and obedience to him. God will sometimes put our faith to the test too. Even if God doesn't ask us to do something as extreme as he asked Abraham to do, he will certainly present us with tasks or opportunities, and he expects us to do them and to trust in him that he knows what's best and that he will always work for the good of those who love him. Now at this time, if you need any help or prayers, please come forward as we stand and sing the next song.